This is episode number 2036 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, August 19th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
The hashtag symbol is technically called an octothorpe. The octo prefix refers to the 8 points, but octothorpe. The thorpe is a mystery. One theory claims that it comes from the Old English word for village because it looks like a village surrounded by 8 fields. The octothorpe.
No, does it doesn't.
Really? It's like a pound sign.
Yeah, it's a pound sign.
It's a pound sign.
It's a tic-tac-toe board.
The folds in chef's hats can signify their level of excellence or experience. I did not know that.
Oh.
The origins of that date back to when a chef would have 100 pleats in his hat that would signify the 100 ways he knew how to prepare eggs.
Oh, jeez.
Can you prepare eggs 100 ways? Well, and who's going to count the pleats?
Well, there's one I want to know.
The world record for the longest wedding veil is nearly 23,000 feet, which is the same length as about 63 and a half football fields. What the heck?
Now you're just showing off.
I know, right?
Brian, you're just showing. That's ridiculous.
The only U.S. capital city without a McDonald's is Montpelier, Vermont. There's one the town over. Montpelier just prioritizes small businesses over chains. Huh. So how communist is that? And that's some random facts for today. Time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Welp. That was fast.
What's that?
Garland Joe is no longer pregnant.
Oh, no.
Nope. Because she's already had Colin Jost's baby.
Oh, my God. Didn't we just find out she was pregnant this weekend? That's what we're talking
about
yesterday.
There was rumors before, but officially.
Officially. They officially confirmed it this
said
weekend.
Over the weekend.
And they had to because apparently they were going to have a baby right then and there. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So when Colin was doing stand-up over the weekend in Connecticut, apparently he wasn't kidding when he said they were having a baby sooner than later, apparently. Colin took to Instagram yesterday to announce it's a boy, and his name is...
What?
Oh, man. Just when you think it can't get any worse.
What?
Cosmo.
Cosmo Jost. Cosmo Jost. That Cosmo. Poor kid. That poor kid is going to take such crap in school for a name like, ha ha, ha ha, your name's Cosmo. Oh, my God.
Do not bully, please.
Yeah, no bully.
But Cosmo... I mean, Apple was one thing. Moon Unit.
Oh, no.
But Cosmo.
No. Moses. Don't forget Moses. Moses Martin.
Moses was a name. Apple's.
Cosmo's a name. Cosmo's Factory. Creedence Clearwater Revival. I know I'm dating myself, but, you know. We had a place called Cosmo's in Monterey.
Not Cosmo's. Cosmo.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, Cosmo's being... possessive of Cosmo.
Okay.
So we had a place called Cosmo's. It was a sandwich shop in Monterey when I was growing up. So we went to Cosmo's.
Well, that makes sense. Hey, that's cosmic.
And you know who hung out there was a guy named Chicago Steve. He was a comedian. I don't know why he was hanging out at the sandwich shop. He probably should have been hanging out at the comedy club. But, you know, you could go there and he'd tell you a joke. Chicago Steve.
A sandwich and a joke.
That's it.
Hey, maybe they had a deal with him. They're giving free sandwiches to go tell patrons a joke. Happy people eat more.
But his name wasn't Cosmo. It was Chicago Steve. Anyway.
So this is Scar Jo's second kid. She has a 6-year-old with her ex-husband, Romaine Derrick.
Yeah.
Dariak.
Who knows? Dariak. He's not in the picture anymore. That's all I know.
Anyway, pregnancy rumors have been out there all summer. Especially
I had forgotten
missed,
about that. We talked about
that,
didn't
we? Yeah, because she had missed the Black Widow premiere hype.
Yeah.
And so we kind of knew, but she was
she hadn't
very
been seen
low
walking
profile.
The dog around the Hamptons, and everybody said that's where she was also. Yeah, okay. All right, so this shouldn't be a surprise.
No.
Should not be a surprise to us.
No, but when they officially come out and say, hey, we're having a baby.
We're having a baby.
Oops,
my
there it is.
Baby and me.
He was already on the way when I told you about it.
I know, right? Huh.
Cosmo.
Well, welcome to the world, Cosmo Jost. At least we could call him Kojo.
Hey, that's cute.
I like that. Kojo. Not a dog. Oh, well, that's Cujo.
Well, someone had to do it. Someone had to step up. Drew Barrymore is a voice of reason on the never-ending bathing debate. This is like our next national nightmare. We haven't had one for a while.
That and the deodorant, because Matthew McConaughey says he hasn't used deodorant in 17 years. P.U. Good Lord.
Oh, natural.
Oh, man.
All right, all right, all right.
No, not all right, all right.
Not all right, all right, all right.
No.
Okay, so Drew Barrymore doesn't quite get why people are all up in arms on the subject of bathing. These are not necessarily the things I would really flip out on people about right now with everything going on.
I get that.
Entertainment Tonight.
I get that.
Yeah, she couldn't help but fall in Mila Kunis and Kristen Bell's footsteps and share how often she bathes her own kids.
Oh.
So she's got to, you know, she's got to toss them in there too. She absolutely washes her two girls every weekday, especially when they're in school.
Thank you. Whether they stink or not. Thank you, Drew
Barrymore. I never
gave
my kids baths every day.
But now today, they're out in the public. They're at the school every day.
Yeah.
I think it's wise that you bathe your children every day, especially in today's climate. Wash off the germs.
Now, she's a little bit more relaxed on the weekends.
Well, they're not at school on the weekends. I get that.
But she didn't mention her own showering schedule for the status of adult celebrity showers. You'll have to turn to the likes of Jason Momoa, Jake Gyllenhaal, or Gyllenhaal, Dwayne Johnson, and Terry Crews.
Yeah.
Now, I might add, Van Camp.
Yeah.
That it's smelling a mite Jake Gyllenhaal here these days. I think it's time for you to spend a little more time in the shower than just to share your thoughts.
Yeah, maybe.
While you're
maybe
in there, use some soap.
Use some soap. Yeah, maybe that's a good idea.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I'd like to take a shower with. Oh, did that come up in the whole conversation? Well, let's have a shower.
Well, that
with.
Was a convenient.
We don't know that Drew showers. I would take a shower with Drew Barrymore. I would take a shower with Halle
Jason
Berry.
Momoa.
I would take a shower with Jason Momoa.
Who wouldn't?
I mean, right? Hello.
Hello.
Let's have a big old shower. You know,
Aquaman
they make these,
in
they
the
make,
shower.
Make these showers now on these
Aquaman shower.
HGTV shows big enough for 10 people. Come on, let's have a gang shower.
You know, it wasn't really creepy until you put it like that. And then it just went south.
I can share my thoughts.
Yes, I know. You'd like to have a shower with Halle Berry.
I would love to have a shower with Halle Berry. In fact, as a matter of fact, I would wash her back and wash her front.
Okay, stop. Yeah, that's where you need to stop. Just stop.
More Who Cares tomorrow.
Good grief.
Have a good day.
Let's
Ann.
Go back to Jason Momoa. That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.